The Troy City Council is considering an ordinance from Councilmember David Pisember that would impose the 5 cents fee on paper bags now that the ban on plastic bags has been passed at the state level. It would also restrict styrofoam and limit plastic straws to be on demand. In the first of two segments on a public comment period this week at the General Services Committee, we hear from Liz Moran from Nyberg and Judith Eng from Beyond Plastic.
Both a Troy resident, but also representing the organization I work for. I'm the Environmental Policy Director for the New York Public Interest Research Group. Absolutely. I also am a newly appointed Environmental Conservation Commission member for the City of Troy. So I'm personally really dedicated to the city, and it's really lovely seeing my personal interest in what I do for a living align with the proposal the City of Troy has today. So both as a resident and for my organization, we strongly support the plastic-free Hudson River Ordinance. This is bold, critical, and timely legislation, and we urge swift passage because Troy, as a riverfront city, we're really proud of this designation. This is something that's a draw to our city. And as a riverfront city, one, the pollution we can contribute to the river, ultimately leading to the oceans, is critical. Additionally, as a riverfront city, I think we have an additional burden to make sure that we are environmental stewards for the entirety of New York State, that we step up as leaders and can serve as an example for other cities and localities to follow. And the reason I say this is so timely is because the public has become increasingly aware that we are facing a plastic pollution crisis, and at the same time, we are facing a recycling crisis in this country. You'll likely hear today a well-known statistic. There are 9 million metric tons of plastic that enters the oceans every single day. And at this point, images of seabirds and other wildlife having their bellies filled with plastic has become ubiquitous. Polystyrene along rivers and other water bodies is commonplace. How often have we seen logs where polystyrene pieces are stuck in the logs along the rivers? So we know and we see with our own eyes this crisis. Legislation like this is so important because while many of us here may take individual actions by themselves are just not going to be enough. We need system-wide change. New York State has taken a really important step by banning plastic bags statewide starting March 2020, but it was missing a critical component, and that was coupling it with a paper bag. We need to make sure people switch from plastic and paper to renewable bags because paper bags have their own detrimental environmental consequences as well. So plastic bags being eliminated, very important. New York State contributes 23 billion plastic bags every year to the solid waste stream. So that's going to be cut out. But paper bags are very heavy. They're very energy consumptive to make, wet, very water consumptive. And while they may be recyclable, with the recycling crisis, anything that's taking up space and adding weight to recycling bins is becoming burdensome for municipalities to handle. Having a paper bag fee will incentivize consumers to switch to paper bags. Polystyrene, as the gentleman mentioned earlier, not recyclable and also has a suspected human carcinogen. Styrene is a primary component. So not only is this a threat to wildlife and our environment, it's also a threat to public health. And in conclusion, plastic straws, adopting an upon request straw policy is such a simple measure to reduce a common pollutant. Many people don't necessarily need plastic straws, but for those that do, this legislation would make them available. Ultimately, we have to start somewhere. These may be seen as little things, but they end up having a huge impact on what's a global crisis and will benefit the city tremendously.
Next, we hear from Judith Eng, former EPA Regional Administrator and Director of Beyond Plastics.
I'm really supportive of this bill. I think the straw provision is a no-brainer. It also will allow businesses to save some money. I think it's really important to put a fee on paper bags, as Liz Moran said. Not hard to do. I was just down in Ulster County recently with a county executive there, where Ulster County has already done the plastic trifecta, ban plastic bag, fee on paper bags, straws upon request, and banning polystyrene. The county is handing out these nice little cloth bags. And I also am a big fan of these bags that you can carry in your purse or your knapsack everywhere you go. Very, very easy to remember your bags. This is a big issue that I think Troy can be a real leader on. If there's one statistic I want to ask you to focus on, it's scientists tell us that within about 8 years, for every 3 pounds of fish in the ocean, there will be 1 pound of plastic. And what happens when, for instance, a polystyrene clamshell or a plastic bag gets in the ocean, and the Hudson, of course, flows into the ocean, which is why this is so crucial. The ocean currents serve as almost a paper shredder, and one piece of polystyrene foam, which is already very brittle, is broken into hundreds, if not thousands, of little pieces of plastic that is then eaten by fish, seabirds, turtles, and eventually us. We should have banned polystyrene long ago. It is a probable human carcinogen, styrene, which is the building block of polystyrene. Polystyrene does migrate into your food, especially if the food is hot or fatty or acidic. It also can contaminate water. We really can't tackle the climate change crisis without tackling plastic pollution also. Remember that plastic is made from chemicals and fossil fuels. It used to be oil. It's now made from a byproduct of fracking. What you will hear from people and companies that make polystyrene is, don't ban polystyrene. Work with us to recycle it. I have heard that for 30 years. This is kind of like a unicorn. It's a nice idea, but it doesn't exist in real life. It is very, very difficult to recycle polystyrene. It is not economical. Take it from the city of New York. New York City has banned polystyrene, and the polystyrene manufacturers have sued the city over the ban. The city lost the first lawsuit, won the second one, and the city council directed the New York City Department of Sanitation to look at is polystyrene truly recyclable, and they concluded that food service foam or post-consumer food service foam cannot be recycled in a manner that is economically feasible or environmentally effective for New York City. Today, I went to the websites of companies that apparently are available to recycle polystyrene. First, you have to collect it all, and it gets broken and it gets shredded in waste compactors, etc. But I could only find 2 companies that the industry listed that would accept polystyrene for recycling. One is called Owl Plastics in Bayonne, New York. So I'd like to state on the record that Bayonne is in New Jersey. It's not in New York. So that cuts the market in half. That company is indeed in New Jersey, and no one answers the phone when you call them. The other company listed for New York that apparently will take polystyrene is called International Yan Ying Trading Incorporated in Flushing. So I called them to see if they would take Troy's polystyrene or anyone else. The woman answered the phone, hello. I wasn't sure I had the right number, but she confirmed I did. And she said that they no longer accept polystyrene. And then she asked, well, do you have a lot of it? And I said, well, maybe. I said, if a lot was delivered to you, what would you do with it? Where does it go? Is it recycled into other products? And she said, it's sent to China. I said, but we all know that China is no longer accepting recyclables from the United States because it's been showing up so heavily contaminated. And then she didn't really want to talk anymore. So even if you go to the polystyrene industry websites about these opportunities to recycle, they just don't exist. So I think even better than recycling is reduction. I think Troy will see a whole lot less litter on the streets when it bans polystyrene, when the state finally bans plastic bags. Plastic straws are not recyclable. They can be used if people have a disability or desire it. Overall, this is an incredibly modest proposal given the severity of the problem. And I hope the city council will adopt this very, very rapidly. Remember, even when the markets were good, only 9% of plastics were recycled. Half of all plastics ever made were made in the last 13 years. So this is a real opportunity for us to act.